Well, good morning. Your radio show is on the air. Here we sit, Tuesday, October 29th of 2019. Good morning, Kelly Perry.
Good morning, Brandon Baxter.
How you feeling this morning?
I'm good. What about yourself?
Feeling pretty good. I'm kind of excited about Sunday.
What's Sunday?
Well, Sunday is the official launch of the chicken sandwich, the return at Popeyes. And if you followed the saga of me and the Popeyes chicken sandwich, everybody said it was good. It was selling out across the country. There were police lined up to let cars in to get the chicken sandwich. And the very day I went to get it, they were sold out.
Are you going to camp out?
Well, I'm thinking about it. Because we were going through something last night. Even Kai was like, what is that, Dad? That looks so good. I'm like, Kai, that's the Popeyes chicken sandwich.
Tasty.
Looks good, man.
Yeah.
So we actually got a message the other day. We were talking about that late in the show. And somebody said that they had found the Popeyes chicken sandwich.
Where is it?
In your favorite city.
When?
Yes.
Really?
That Wynn, Arkansas had, I guess, the return of the Popeyes chicken sandwich.
Are you going to head out that way?
Well, I'm thinking about doing the rest of the show from Wynn, Arkansas this morning. As soon as Popeyes open, we'll be there. I don't know. I'm kind of excited to try it.
We would like
to
pre-order 20 chicken sandwiches.
The story is, though, is that Popeyes had these ingredients and they sold so many so fast, they couldn't produce them again.
Wow.
Like they had to get those certain ingredients back. They had to find distributors to get those back. So
I definitely want to try one.
But now it's been built up to be such a big deal. It's right. Like, you know, I hope I wouldn't be let down by it.
Yeah. But I bet you won't.
Anyway, the official return of the Popeyes chicken sandwich is supposed to be Sunday.
Let's throw one back on this day in country music with Brandon Baxter in the morning.
All right, so the year was 2012, and the mega mentor herself, Taylor Swift, had the number one song in country music. Taylor Swift, We Are Never Ever Getting Back Together, was number one on this day in 2012.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Today is October 29th. It's National Cat Day. So celebrate your favorite kitties. Did you just make a cat noise?
Yeah, I was meowing.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I know what I'm doing tonight. Already have plans.
What?
It is a Tuesday night game 6 of the World Series. I have watched probably a total of 8 baseball games this year, but I always watch the World Series.
I thought you were going to say in your lifetime.
No, but I always watch the World Series. The Washington Nationals take on the Houston Astros. I'm like, wait a minute, who are they playing again? But the crazy thing is, I don't know if you followed it, but it looked like, you know, the Nationals were kind of on their way, and then Houston came roaring back. They've won 3 straight. If they win tonight, they win the World Series.
Sounds like a fun time at the house.
Yep, my wife is going to be right there with me.
You can tell her she can come to my house.
You don't like watching the World Series?
I mean, it's probably not my favorite.
Do you see the guy the other night? He's at the game. He has 2 Bud Lights in his hand. So imagine a Bud Light in this hand, a Bud Light in this hand. Here comes a home run ball or something. And the ball's coming flying at him. He doesn't know what to do because it would mean he'd have to drop like an $8 beer.
Right. He's like, I'm not letting go.
He took the ball right to the chest.
He would rather have a heart attack than drop the beer.
So it hits him in the chest, bam, and falls down. He doesn't even spill the beer.
Wow.
So Bud Light is looking for this guy. They want to give him something cool because Bud Light is so important to him that he would take a baseball to the chest.
Wow.
Speaking of, I didn't realize this the other night. There was a couple of intentional wardrobe malfunctions during the World Series.
What are you talking about?
There were a couple of girls who were trying to launch like their own website and social site. And they were behind home plate. So dude's up there getting ready to bat. And the camera shot is behind the pitcher facing the guy who's up at bat.
So they were directly in that shot.
They were in the shot. And they decided to give intentional wardrobe malfunctions.
Wow.
Yeah. So, like, how do you not see this? I don't see it on TV. I had no idea. I wasn't watching the crowd, but I'll probably start. But 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 the girls are trying to get famous with their website. And they had, like, when you raise it up, like, the website's on the shirt and stuff like that. And they was, like, it was all out.
Wow.
Crazy story. Those two girls have now been banned from all major league ballparks, though. Because I guess that's something you're not supposed to do.
Yeah, you think?
Yeah, so don't get any wise ideas. But anyway, lots of fun tonight with the World Series in Game 6.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's Gotcha Gossip.
Well, Gotcha Gossip on Friends.
What?
Jennifer Aniston and the crew has been spotted together, all of them together, quite a bit lately. Mm-hmm. So many of us are thinking, oh my gosh, they're about to do a movie, a reboot, or something. And she says, there's no reboot on the way. It's not going to be like Will and Grace where they come back with a TV show. But he said, or she said, the entire crew is interested in doing something together.
Oh my goodness.
And there might even be something in the works. We're just not exactly sure what it would be if it's not a reboot.
Hmm.
But I mean, don't you think?
It's fun to dream.
It's cool to see them all together.
I know.
But wouldn't it be neat, even if it's for one skit?
Right.
On Jimmy Fallon.
Right, yeah.
Like the Saved by the Bell deal, mm-hmm. where they showed back up at Bayside. If they all walked back into the Central Perk with Jimmy Fallon.
Just giving us a little bit of some crumbs.
Yeah, that's all we need. Mm-hmm. But Jennifer Aniston says, no reboot, but there is something in the works for the cast to work together again.
Gotcha Gossip on Justin Bieber. So it's possible we may... I didn't mean to cut you off. Oh, I'm sorry.
In such a hurry for the story. Slow down.
I'm excited about Friends. I'm sorry.
Okay.
But it is possible we may get some new music from Justin Bieber by Christmas, because on an Instagram post, Justin said he would release a new album by Christmas if his Instagram post obtained 20 million likes.
Dang.
So he asked fans to share it, like it, post it in their story. And he said, you know what? I've got to see the demand. You know, if the demand's there, you know, I'll let something out. But this is what he's almost done with the album, is kind of what I've heard. And he said basically this will make him move a little bit faster. And, you know, there's that. So he's released several songs over the past few years, but the last whole album he has released was back in 2015.
Okay.
So it's been a second. So either way, it seems like fans are going to be getting some more Justin music soon based on his caption.
So we're sitting at close to 10 million right now. He needs 20 million likes.
By Sunday is what he said.
That's pretty crazy, though. But you would think it'd be kind of easy. His follower count is 120 million.
Oh, yeah. It does seem
crazy?
Easy, doesn't it?
So anyway, new stuff could be on the way from Justin Bieber. Of course, The Voice was on TV last night. Taylor Swift was there as the mega mentor. One of the things that The Voice social media has put out is that Taylor Swift knows all of her states.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I didn't realize there was a song about the states. I guess I should have learned that in history class.
Right.
I was never good at that class. Do you know all the states?
I don't, but I have heard the song before.
All right, here's Taylor Swift. She's sitting there with Blake Shelton, and she's doing what they call the state song.
Did you not sing the state song?
Mm-mm.
Alabama, Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas, California, Colorado, Connecticut, Delaware, Florida, Georgia, Hawaii, Idaho, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Kentucky,
really
Louisiana,
impressed.
Maine, Maryland, Massachusetts, Michigan, Minnesota, Mississippi, Missouri, Montana, Nebraska, Nevada, New Hampshire, New Jersey, New Mexico, New York, North Dakota, North Carolina, Ohio, Oklahoma, Oregon, Pennsylvania,
so
Rhode Island, South Carolina, South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas, Utah, Vermont, Virginia, Washington, West Virginia, Wisconsin, Wyoming. Did you not know that song?
No.
It's like my favorite song.
That's one of my favorite performances in 17 seasons of this show, was that moment right there.
It's pretty funny, though. If you want to check out the clip and watch how excited Taylor Swift was to be on the set of The Voice in one of the chairs singing the state song, you can check it out this morning on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog at kfine.com. KFIN.com.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
Trying to see if I could remember the state song like Taylor Swift did on like a clip on The Voice social media where she knew all of the states.
And really impressed Blake Shelton.
Yeah, she's pretty good at it, but I think I'm pretty good at it too.
You know it?
Well, I went back into my memory bank, which I store a lot of stuff in my memory bank.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, well, I wonder if I can do it.
Okay.
Can I have a shot?
Of course.
This is a state song is done by Brandon Baxter.
And so this is something that you've remembered from like your childhood?
It was way back. I mean, you know, it was tucked back in the memory bank, but I was able to dig it out.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm an excavator.
Oh.
Yeah. That's one of my nicknames.
That's impressive.
The excavator. All right, ready for it?
Yes.
Alabama, Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas, California,
Brandon.
Colorado.
You're,
I can't. I don't have the rhyme right.
You're Alabama, no. Arizona, let me tell you what you don't have right. You don't have it memorized because you're looking at your phone.
No, I'm not.
I see the light from your phone hitting your face.
That was just a notification.
No, you're looking down at
it's
your
a tweet
phone.
Notification. It just popped up. Thank you for that. I acknowledge.
Well, you're looking down as you say the state.
Because I'm embarrassed. Just forget it.
Well, speaking of,
do you know the state song?
No, but I know another rap that I learned when I was little.
What is it?
It's the
donkey. What is it? Donkey butt?
No, it's not donkey butt. It's
Tootsie Roll.
No, I do know that one. No, it's before all that. It was the books of the Bible. I can rap the. Why are you looking at
you
me
can
like
do
that?
What?
I can rap the books of the Bible. Listen, everyone, calm down. I know it's a big deal.
I've never heard of that.
It's a skill.
What if I grab a rap beat? Because I have some sick beats over here.
Like you're gonna like make one yourself? No,
no, I can't do that.
What was that? Did you just spit in the mic?
Something in my mouth.
Were you trying to? Okay, yeah.
I have a rap beat. So you know it's the books of the Bible?
Yeah, I don't know if I can do. I haven't done this in a really, really long time.
Who taught you this?
My mom got me and my brother a tape. It was a tape, guys. Maybe I should say. It was a song. We learned a song called Bible Break.
All right, let me see if this rap music works for you. It sounds a little bit dark.
It's
That's it.
I don't know. It might be a little bit of a different beat, but I'll try.
Go for it.
Okay.
Give me a keyboard right here. Give
me
the levels.
Why are you bouncing?
Give me the levels. Tell me where you want it.
The levels?
Put it up in my ears.
Okay, here we go.
Go.
We got Genesis, Exodus. This is so slow.
Okay, I'll turn it off.
It's okay. It's really slow.
Okay. Okay, I'm sorry.
I have to do it without anything?
Well, you
this
just
like
now
acapella.
Chose that.
This is really nerve-wracking.
You may see if I have something else?
Anything. I don't know what to do.
Well, you just now said that wasn't good enough. I don't know what you want me to do.
Well, I mean, I don't want people to listen for 10 minutes.
All right, hey, try this one. See if this one's any better.
Okay. Wait.
There we go.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is a wedding song.
Yeah.
How appropriate. All right, here we go.
Yeah, no joke.
Genesis, Exodus. There's no way. I just have to do it without.
I don't think you know
I'll just show you a little bit of it.
No, show me all
of it. We got Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, Joshua, Judges, Ruth, 1st and 2nd Samuel, 1st and 2nd Timothy, 1st and 2nd. Let me do the New Testament.
Why are you just trying again?
Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans, 1st and 2nd Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, 1st and 2nd Thessalonians. 1st and 2nd Timothy, Titus, Philemon, Hebrews, James, 1st and 2nd Peter, 1st and 2nd, 3rd John, Jude, to Revelation. The word's going to save this nation. Anyway, but see, I know a little bit of it.
There you go, ladies
this
and gentlemen.
This is from 25 years ago,
it's
people.
Kelly Perry in the house. Yeah. That's what I have to say about that. She's in the house, y'all.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I know this sounds crazy. Believe me, I know it.
It's crazy.
That sounds kind of crazy.
You must be crazy.
And people are crazy.
So there's a 35-year-old guy named Luke from Beaver Creek, Ohio, and he had big plans to rob a bank in Pennsylvania. Like big plans, like really complicated plans.
Gotcha.
Here's the breakdown. He was going to steal a license plate from another car and put it on his. He was going to put on a realistic old man mask. You've seen those before.
Yeah.
Go to a restaurant and give them a fake tip that there was an active shooter and bomb threat at two nearby schools. And then he was going to wait until the cops were distracted by those threats. And then he was going to rob the bank.
This is awful.
Yeah, but when he went to the restaurant to tell them about the threats, the staff didn't just call the cops. They also told them about Luke and gave a description of his car.
Oh,
so the police pulled him over on his way to rob the bank. And he was arrested on several charges, including terroristic threats, threat to use weapons of mass destruction, and theft of a license plate.
Dang.
But not bank robbery. Anyway,
really?
Speaking
crazy.
Of banks, what do you call the new girl who works at the bank?
Ooh, I have no idea. What do you call her?
The Nutella.
That's like not. It. Oh, my gosh.
And there's even more proof that people are crazy.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So moments ago, Kelly Perry went out of her way to do a Christian rap about the different stories in the Bible.
I made the mistake of telling you that I knew a rap to tell you all.
I know them all. I've known them for my whole life.
All of the books of the Bible.
I've known them all.
I did not sound like that or say
that's kind of what you did.
I know them all. I know that. I thought it was everything.
I thought you'd think it was funny that I knew a rap about the books of the Bible.
And I did think it was funny until I was told that maybe you were not right. You might have failed it.
There's a chance.
So Eddie Fight Transport is on the phone with us this morning. And he wants to say something to you.
Eddie.
Are you ready?
What?
What's up, man?
I want to make sure I got this right, okay?
Okay.
We're in the Bible Belt South.
Oh, yeah. No.
Oh, gosh.
And Kelly goes on the airwaves.
Oh.
To give her extensive knowledge of the Bible.
No. I didn't say extensive knowledge.
That's not true.
It's
that's
a song.
That's not true.
And she puts Timothy in the Old Testament?
There's a chance that maybe I might have gotten a couple wrong in the wrong place.
Are you the only person in history who failed Vacation Bible School?
Oh, gosh. This is embarrassing.
Now, listen, that's like Brandon failing wrestling school.
What?
Man. Well, you know what? I'm going to have to get better. I admit, I was a little rusty.
Give a public apology.
Listen, I'm the fastest Old Testament book reader in the world. You may just do it off the top of my head. I don't need any music.
Yeah, go ahead, man.
Now, I'm driving, so I'm not cheating, okay? This is from memory from Vacation Bible School. You ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, Joshua, Joseph, Ruth, 2 Samuel, 1 Kings, 1 Chronicles, Ezra, Nehemiah, Esther, Joel, Psalm, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, Song of Solomon, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Lamentations, Ezekiel, Daniel, Hosea, Joel, Amos, Obadiah, Jonah, Micah, Nahum, Habakkuk, Zephaniah, Haggai, Zechariah, Malachi. Woo!
You know what? I give up my crown.
Now, don't ask me to do it backwards. I can't do it.
Have a great morning, man.
Bye.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Morning 7-Eleven in K-Fine Country. Time for a Slurpee.
That was weird. Because most kids aren't going to know what you're talking about.
Oh, they don't?
I don't know.
As a kid, I always wanted to get a Slurpee.
What flavor?
Probably the Coca-Cola Slurpee.
Really?
Yeah, it's my favorite. Put a little bit of cherry on top of that. Hmm. So a Slurpee is kind of like, what would you call it here? Because that's a 7-Eleven deal. They had the Slurpee. It's a Texas deal. I remember it from Texas.
Yeah, I remember them too. Slurpees. Because they had a little bit of ice in them. Like the ice was almost like you could crunch the ice.
But what do you call those? Because Kai still gets that.
That was a Slurpee. They're like
that's kind of like a slush?
A slush, I guess.
Kind of like that. Get your nachos, that squirt chili. You just do a couple pumps of that chili on top of your nachos.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, I love it. I don't even care. So sometimes you'll go in, like I'm driving on the highway, right? And I see a Pilot store. I get some type of coffee and I mix all the different coffees together.
Yeah.
And then for whatever reason, I don't do it much around here, but I'll get a hot dog.
And the squirt chili with it.
Because they have those hot dogs that
you have to stop in like an hour.
Yeah, it's fine.
Emergencies.
That's fine though. They'll have the hot dog that sits on that rack and it's just rolling. And I'm like, that looks like such a good hot dog. And
nice
then you have to debate
tasty.
If you want the one with like the cheddar in it or the jalapeno.
Oh, I forget about the ones that have the cheese in them.
Yeah, there's so many different good ones. I don't really venture out past the hot dogs all that much, though. Like, I don't ever try the Crispitos and all the stuff like
Maybe
that.
Maybe you should.
Or the pizza sticks.
Yeah.
Never really try that stuff. I do. That's what I love about traveling, those eating. Right, though?
Yeah.
You're on the road and you're like, oh, I'm going to stop at this convenience store, get something.
Yeah.
There's a Crystal Burger right next to this one. I'm good there.
Yeah.
So it's weird because everything I think about, I stop and try to eat while I'm on vacation or on a trip, probably isn't the best for that.
It's, yeah, but I get it, though.
We were somewhere the other day. I won't name the restaurant, but it was on homecoming day. It was Saturday. And I had an encounter many years ago when I had to host a school event and I had Chinese food before it and it was not good.
So you're saying that you had to host an event at the school and you had some problems.
It was like 10 years ago, maybe more.
That's embarrassing. I wonder if there's people that still remember that.
I'll never forget it. Have you ever heard the story? Have I told it to you?
I don't know.
Tell you right now and embarrass myself
again? Of course, yeah.
I think it was me and Yvette. Yvette Whiteside was my co-host at the time. And we had gone out. We had to do something early in the morning. We went for a quick lunch in a school event where we were supposed to be on stage hosting something in front of like the student body. And we stopped for Chinese food. And I said to her, I wonder if this is a bad idea. And lo and behold, 30 minutes later, it was a bad idea. And I asked her.
So you're at the school.
I'm backstage, about to go on stage. And I'm like, Yvette, I ain't even playing.
I'd be so mad at you.
So I said, guard the door. Because I couldn't have anybody come in there. It was it was one of those bigger bathrooms.
Uh-huh. Well, it was a faculty bathroom.
She didn't know what to do when people approach the door, so I hear people come in there. And I just raised my feet. And the door was closed. And then somebody knocked on the door, and I did not say anything. I just raised my feet higher.
People can see in the cracks,
Well, I don't
Brandon.
Know. I wasn't thinking like that. I was just thinking.
You raised your feet so they would think they could go to that stall and go to the bathroom.
So somebody's going, somebody in there?
And you're like, you're doing an ab workout trying to get your feet up so they don't know that you're in there when they can still see you.
So I hear the door open. I assume they all leave. I'm going to sneak out. Well, they didn't all leave.
And you came out probably
in a do-rag,
a million shades of red.
And I just looked at them, embarrassed, washed my hands, left. And I knew the whole time I was on stage that that was the topic.
That guy.
So Saturday before homecoming, we stopped and got food that I predicted was not going to be good.
Oh, my gosh.
30 minutes after the meal, I said, oh, my gosh, I hope that wasn't a bad idea.
Well.
Everything turned out okay on that one, but I'll never live down the Nettleton experience.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
If you missed our interview with Mary Beth Bird from The Voice, it's about like 24 minutes. We talk about everything. We talk about life. We talk about school. We talk about The Voice. John Legend, Chrissy Teigen, Battle Rounds, What's Next? All this stuff is a really fun interview with Mary Beth. That's up on the BBITM blog, the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog at kfine.com, kfin.com. And Kelly Perry, I have one question for you. Are you ready to celebrate some local people?
Let's do it.
Let's do the birthdays.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh,
happy
yeah.
birthday to you. Happy birthday, you. Happy birthday.
Wait.
Happy birthday to you.
For it. Well, well, well. Time for birthdays for today, Tuesday, October 29th of 2019. Local birthdays, local celebrities. Here we go. Happy birthday goes out to Bradford Hines of Jonesboro, who celebrates happy today. Birthday happy birthday. To we have Barry Ebby of happy Jonesboro. Ann Marie Birch of Jonesboro celebrates a birthday today.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to her. Michael happy Felix of Paragould. We have Dina Guffey from Jonesboro celebrating a birthday. Brad Ray from Walnut Ridge. Michael Joe Fulbright of Mount Pleasant turns 8. Jennifer Arushto of Bono celebrating. Brandon Wood of Cushman, 32. We have Lee Black of Jonesboro. Jeff Wisham of Lake City is turning 34. So happy birthday to Jeff. Glenda Estes of Seneff, Missouri. And Austin Rouse of Corning. Happy 23rd birthday in love from Katie. And if you have a birthday today, we say this. We say
happy birthday
to all y'all. And you celebrate with these celebrities.
Gabrielle Union is 47 today. That was number one. She's married to, what's his name? The main guy she's married to.
Is she married to two people?
No.
He said the main guy she's married to.
What is his name? Basketball player, right?
Sure.
Do you know his name?
Uh-huh.
Do you or do you not?
I have no idea.
All right, well, I'm going to tell you that Gabrielle Union. No.
Kobe Bryant.
No.
Magic Johnson.
No.
Larry Bird.
Anyway.
Michael Jordan.
Okay, now.
Scottie Pippen.
You're obnoxious. Stop.
I'm trying to think of basketball players.
All right, anyway, she's 47 today. There's a picture of her for
Mike
Halloween.
Bilotto. Mike Bilotto.
Yes, she's married to Mike Bilotto.
That's what I thought. Thank you.
Gabrielle Union, yes. Anyway, she has on her cheerleading uniform from the movie Bring It On.
Yes.
And she's 47, and she still fits in it, and she looks like she has not changed at all.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Anyway, Winona Ryder is 48. That's Joyce Byers on Stranger Things.
I loved her in that one movie with Angelina Jolie.
Girl Interrupted.
Yeah, that movie was kind of crazy.
Yeah. Randy Jackson is 58 today. Let's see. That's Mike.
Yeah, it's Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson's brother.
Not the guy from American Idol.
Right. Dan Castellaneta. Did I do it right?
I guess so.
He's 62. That's Homer on The Simpsons. Kate Jackson is 71. That's Sabrina Duncan on Charlie's Angels.
Oh, one of the original Angels.
Mm-hmm. And then Christopher C.J. Wallace is 23. That's the son of the notorious B.I.G.
Oh, we should do some notorious B.I.G.
We should.
Let me see what I have. How about this one right here?
P-O-P-P-A, no info for the DEA. Federal agents mad cause I'm flagrant. Tap myself and my phone in the basement. Yep. My team supreme, stay clean.
That's what
triple B, miracle dream. I'll be that. Catch a seat at all events.
I don't know how you can say the words.
Posters, girls on shoulders, playboy, I told you.
I can dance up.
To me, bruise too much, I lose too much. Step on stage, the girls boo too much. I guess it's cause you run with lame dudes too much.
I remember back in the day when Terry Wood and Michael Steele would play Notorious B.I.G. I might add that to K-Fine Heritage.
You should.
Happy birthday to Christopher C.J. Wallace, the son of the Notorious B.I.G. He's 23 years old today.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Another song that makes Brandon cry right there. I was watching that video the other night, man. The soldiers coming home.
Yeah.
Boo-hooing like a baby.
Mm-hmm.
You see those kids get so excited when dad or mom comes back from being gone for so long in the service. They walk off the airplane. They walk into the classroom. Kids run up to them. They cry. I cry.
Yeah.
I ain't ashamed of it.
Well, good.
I'm a crier from way back. I was crying from the day I was born.
Yeah.
You can check out Kane Brown Homesick. That's a really good video if you want to. The soldier version. Let's do some country music news.
Country music news.
K-Fine.
Country music news.
On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Well, Carrie Underwood has new music, and we know her next radio single. She made the announcement. I actually got the email yesterday. I was pretty excited about that. Let me see what time I got it, just so I can timestamp.
I'm sure
this
that
sucker.
You got it first.
I believe I did, probably.
Weren't you on her special list?
Yeah. Yes, I am. As a matter of fact, see that?
Yeah.
You think I'm joking about it? It's right there. Boom!
Get your phone out of my face.
Boom! Thank you, Carrie Underwood, sending me your music. I appreciate that very much. The next single from Carrie Underwood is going to be called Drinking Alone. Here's what it sounds like.
We should be drinking alone. Together, drown in the pain. It's better with somebody else who got problems. We ain't gonna solve them. The misery loves company. Tonight all I need is a stranger. Lips with a whiskey chaser. And a portable kiss to make me forget that he's gone. Oh, we should be drinking alone.
The new single from Carrie Underwood, the next radio single, is Drinking Alone. You can preview the entire song on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog at kfine.com.
So Dierks Bentley's father was an Army lieutenant during World War II, and he's found a really cool way to honor service members this Veterans Day. Dierks is releasing this limited edition t-shirt through his collection Desert Sun, and it's under the men's clothing brand Flag and Anthem. And his new t-shirt design has his signature Riser Bird logo in camouflage print on a black t-shirt.
Yeah.
So he's selling that, and all of the proceeds from the sale of those t-shirts are going to benefit Folds of Honor, which is a nonprofit that provides scholarships to family members of fallen veterans, servicemen, and women who are disabled. So I thought that was really cool.
Yeah, it's real cool. Yeah. And actually the shirt, it looks real good. I like it. It's kind of a cool vintage looking, a little bit distressed looking. Mm-hmm. You can actually check out the shirt today on the BBITM blog at kfine.com, K-F-I-N.com. And a big, huge congratulations goes out to Luke Bryan. He was at his concert Friday night, and they walked out with a big plaque commemorating the fact that he's the top-selling digital country artist of all time. Nobody else has sold more digital copies of songs than Luke Bryan. He currently sits at 54 million digital sales, which is pretty crazy. Luke has his new single out right now. If you haven't heard it, it's called What She Wants Tonight.
She wants my hands on her body. She wants to burn like she's made of fire. Said she ain't going home till we drink every drop of Kentucky dry. Don't even know what she'll do when she does it. Palm of her hand, I'm hers. In a blink of an eye, she don't take no. And I love, she gets
just what she wants, and I get to me what she wants tonight.
It's good stuff, right?
It's good.
And when I think of those 54 million singles that he sold digitally, I think about some of my favorites. I love some of the old school stuff.
And all my friends say, I started shooting doubles when you walked in. All my friends.
My favorite of all time.
Do I turn you on and on when I kiss you, baby? Does the sight of me wanting you drive you crazy? Do I have your love? Am I still enough? Tell me, don't I?
And of course,
but where I come from, rain is a good thing.
You know why, Kelly?
Rain makes corn. Corn makes whiskey. Whiskey makes my baby feel a little frisky. Back roads are bogging up. My buddies pile up in my truck. We hunt our honeys down. We take them into town. Start washing all our worries down the drain. Rain.
Congratulations, Luke Bryan. 54 million digital singles sold, the top-selling digital artist. You can check out that big award, the plaque he was presented on the stage. It's up today on the BBITM blog at kfine.com. KFIN.com.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Halloween is just 2 days away. We're excited about that. We're thinking about the candy already. My mother walked in last night. Where's the Halloween candy? Mom, it's gone.
I told you I made my husband hide it. I don't know where our Halloween candy is.
But why would you do that?
I don't have the willpower to walk through the kitchen at whatever time in the morning or at night and not just grab a little bite-sized Snicker.
I know. Well, because somebody brought some to the radio station and put them on the front desk. And every time
is
I would
walk by. Is it gone already?
I'm sure it is. I had multiple trips. I had to keep going to the front desk. I'm just here to check on everything. Which means I really just wanted the candy.
Yeah.
And then somebody had snickerdoodle cookies in the kitchen.
What?
Yeah.
Setting you up to fail.
Setting me up to fail. So we were asking about your favorite Halloween candies on our Facebook page. What do we have so far?
Let's see. Shannon Sprinkle says Almond Joy. I like Almond Joys too.
Ooh, I do too. I like them because they have the almonds in them. Because like the Mounds don't have the nuts. I like the Almond Joys because of the almonds.
Almond Joys have nuts. Mounds don't.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's see. Hope Branch says the candies that only make an appearance on Halloween, like the bottle caps and chews.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Well, I used to love bottle caps.
Judy Johnson says peanut butter chews and peanut butter logs, like those little peanut butter things.
Oh, have you ever had a Chico stick?
Those are good.
From way back in the day?
Mm-hmm.
My mom used to get those in the 80s. Do they still make those?
I think so. Yeah.
I need to surprise my mom with a Chico stick. I bet she hadn't had one in 20 years.
That'd be good.
Hey, Mom, here you go. Happy Halloween. Here's a Chico stick.
That would probably make her day.
Yeah.
Tons of people have said Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. Adam Branson, Becky Kirby, Joyce Hill. Felicia says Snickers. So lots of them.
I go for those sometimes, too. Mm-hmm. You ever go for the dark chocolates, like a dark chocolate Milky Way or something
yes,
like that?
I like those, too.
I do, too. My wife's not a dark chocolate fan. I haven't tried the dark chocolate Reese's Peanut Butter Cups yet.
Ooh, that sounds good,
you
actually.
You think it is?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we're talking Halloween candy. What is your favorite? It's up on our Facebook page right now.
Facebook.com/KFIN1079.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
If you missed our interview with Mary Beth Bird from The Voice, she's getting set for all these different next phases of competition on The Voice. You can check out the entire interview in its entirety on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog at kfine.com, KFIN.com.
Speaking of Mary Beth, you're really embarrassing sometimes. Like, I'm embarrassed
for
you.
What did I do that was embarrassing?
Okay.
I thought we had a good interview.
No, we had a great interview. But this is Brandon's response on Twitter to Mary Beth. I'm going to read it word for word.
No, she likes us.
No, that's great.
So she thinks
I'm happy she likes us. Stuff, yeah. So, yeah. You said you were awesome.
Yeah,
because
she said thank you for
allowing
me to. Would
you quit interrupting me?
I'm trying to preface this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just not just coming out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
I know what you're about to say, and it does make me sound a little bit dumb.
You were awesome. Now,
don't read it in that voice. Read it like I would read it.
Now, next step.
Okay, that's not good either.
Finding me a feature role in a backstage clip.
I told her I wanted
it. It could
that.
Be my big break.
Yes, it could.
Maybe as a, Brandon, maybe as a high school friend or your younger brother. You're like, how much older are you?
It doesn't matter. No, I'm not that much.
You said definitely not a crazy uncle. I think you would probably work the best as a crazy uncle.
I want to be a high school friend.
Listen, I really respect you reaching for the stars.
Yes.
That might be a little too far to reach. You think, as a high school friend.
Just think of it. Look at our picture from my social media and tell me that she and I standing together don't look like classmates.
I think she looks more like our daughter there, buddy. Did I just shatter you? I just shattered his dreams.
I'm just saying, I think it would be good if I was a high school friend or her younger brother.
You know what? Keep going for that. Maybe the people at The Voice will be like, you know what? He's right.
You know what? Because John Legend's on that. So is Chrissy Teigen.
Yep.
They're going to be seeing that stuff. John Legend has liked a couple of my tweets about Mary Beth. Yeah.
Yeah.
You never know. I mean, I was on a reality show once. I have experience.
Hang on. What?
I was on a reality show.
Not your Instagram page.
Not that. Wrestling with Death. I was on that. I don't remember what channel it was.
You were on it?
I was.
What season? What episode?
I think they only had one season.
What episode?
I don't remember, but I was on there. They did a...
If I had an episode in a show, I'm going to remember what episode it is.
I was in the studio doing an interview, interviewing the wrestlers before... I did. Did you never see it?
Did it actually get shown?
It was on national television.
Did the clip of you actually get shown?
It was on national television. I was famous. Wrestling with Death.
I was famous.
Why are you acting like a child?
I need you to show me this clip.
I was awesome on there.
Okay.
I thought it was going to lead to bigger things.
Really?
But now,
how's it going?
Well, I'm still looking for bigger things. Only thing that got bigger were my shirts and my pants. But I'm telling you, they do backstage stuff on the Voice, and they go back to hometowns.
Hey, has she responded yet?
I think she's busy today.
Keep telling people that.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I was looking at my phone a second ago. You guys can follow us on social media, by the way, if you're on Instagram or Twitter. Brandon on KFIN is my account.
And I'm Kelly on KFIN.
Also on Facebook, it's Brandon Baxter on the radio.
And I'm Kelly Brooke Perry.
Anyway, so I was on my phone. I looked at the calendar. I was kind of like, okay, Halloween's coming up on Thursday. Also noticed something else that was really big that's happening next Tuesday, 1 week from today.
What's that?
That is the Janet Kramer concert in Nashville.
Oh.
I didn't get the chance to meet her in Memphis. If you remember, if you followed the story, I have wanted to meet Janet Kramer for the whole time we've done this show. And even before that. So, and then I had these opportunities, like I was going to go meet her in Memphis, had it all worked out. And then she was doing a Lifetime movie because she's a star. And she had to send me a DM, a video DM, by the way.
That you deleted.
Because I got nervous.
You got nervous and deleted the video.
Well, I didn't delete it on purpose. It was just a one-time deal. Mm-hmm. And I have no idea what she said. Then we had a little quick exchange, but I still haven't met her. And now I'm thinking about going to Nashville next Tuesday, but I don't know if anybody wants to go with me.
You're not going to go in the middle of the week.
I would go in the middle of the week. Why wouldn't I go?
Because of work.
Oh, it's a great photo op.
I got the first kiss.
Get her perform.
She'll get the
I realize that would probably be my most liked picture in the history of my social media. Legit. Hmm. People would think it's funny and stupid and it would annoy my wife. And that's true.
So would you be going by yourself or taking the family?
I'd probably take Kai. Me and Kai would go. I wonder if they'd let him into City Winery.
If Janet Kramer was like his favorite singer.
Yeah, I think they may be. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to see if I can have next week off.
Next week?
No, not the whole week.
The whole week.
I'm not going to do that for
you. You're calling your wife to ask if she...
No. She'd go with me. She's tagged Janet Kramer in some posts recently. I don't know if you've seen them or not.
Yeah, I've seen them to show what an idiot you are.
Hello?
Hey, Siler.
Hey.
This is Scott Siler, our general manager. I thought I would call you today to ask for a vacation day publicly.
Yeah, he's...
I might be out of vacation days, but may I have one more vacation day?
Let me think about it for a second. Only if you're going to see Janet Kramer in Nashville.
This is obnoxious.
Yes! Scott, don't you think that would be something so great for my career?
Brandon, oh my God.
Your career. You know what's funny is... Instead of just like meeting her and getting to talk to her and ask her about her life. You just want the photo op.
That's
exactly.
Is that weird?
Kind of, maybe.
I'm going to go just to tell her that.
That is, no, don't make it
He's
weird.
He's only here to get your picture.
No, don't make it weird. I want to talk to her. I'll have a great conversation.
He's only here to point at you.
No, that's kind of it.
Brandon, it may be a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, so 100% you can go to Nashville, take a vacation day, and I don't know, if you don't have anybody else going with you, maybe the general manager can go with you.
There we go!
Brandon, you are set.
Dude, if he goes, he's paying for everything. This could be my greatest trip of all time. All right, I'm going to message Jana right now and tell her we're coming to Nashville.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, you guys have a great day.
All right, the best general manager in all of general managers right there, Scott Seiler, ladies and gentlemen.
Kiss up.
And he's actually hiring right now. Aren't you hiring?
Indeed we are, Brandon.
If you are looking to work for the greatest general manager all general managers,
wow,
you can call Scott Seiler. Or email him,
maybe.
There you
go. And you get to hang out with Brandon and Kelly. I mean, it's like having a vacation every day.
It truly is the greatest job. And you know what's easy to sell? Me.
Oh, my gosh. Scott, get me out of here.
Hey, really, people, you are hiring for real, right?
Yes, we are hiring for real. It's a great position that we're looking for. Basically, you're selling Brandon Baxter and Kelly, not just Brandon.
No, yeah. Kelly's used to that.
Don't even start. Brandon, holy moly.
No, you're on all kinds of sales packages. Mm-hmm. Hello? Can they apply through you, Scott?
They can. It's Scott Seiler at eabjonesboro.com. Multimedia marketing, we got so many things to market.
Yep.
Looking for account executives. And again, what is better to sell than the K-5 Morning Show?
Boom! Hey. Exactly. And I'm going to meet Jana Kramer in 1 week.
Gosh.
Just don't tell my wife. All right, Scott. We'll see you.
All right. You guys have a good day.
It's the greatest general manager of all general managers right there. He's taking me to Nashville.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Love how Kelly gets people to gang up on me on social media. I appreciate that.
There is nothing about me trying to get people to gang up on you. People just come out of the woodworks and want to gang up on you because of things you say.
Yeah, I've done so many great things for the community for so long, and I think sometimes people take it for granted.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Or as my wife said one time, don't take it for granted. Like, oh, okay. What about quartz?
Oh, my goodness.
But anyway, so we have people on social media who are now saying that they want to come in and be hired to insult me.
Yeah, Brandy wants to be a professional Brandon Baxter roaster.
Well, I appreciate that.
I already told her she was hired.
Well, that's great.
No experience needed.
I quit. I'll be in Nashville next week anyway. My wife's not awake yet. She has the perfect
exactly.
life. Doesn't she have the greatest life ever? Go ahead, you can say it.
I'm not saying anything.
Oh, go ahead. Mm-mm. You want to roast me? You can roast her too.
No, she's my friend.
I'm sure she's been awake probably, you know, doing stuff since about 5. We played Taylor Swift and the state song. If you haven't heard Taylor Swift, she knows all the states in the United States, mm-hmm. and she has a song to it. Maybe I knew that when I was a kid. I don't really remember.
I didn't know the state song.
So she did a really great job. So there's like a couple different song things are happening today. The Taylor Swift state song. Kelly Perry gave us the Bible song, the Bible rap.
It was the books of the Bible wrapped.
Right. And then she messed it up and mm-hmm. was called out by Eddie Fight Transport, who called in and said that basically she was wrong and was including wrong things in wrong portions.
It's been a few years since I have rapped that song.
So since we've been talking about this, someone has sent me a post from Twitter where they're changing the ABC song.
What?
Do the ABCs. Live on the radio.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, D, U, V, W, X, Y, and Z. Okay.
I know my ABCs.
Next time, won't you sing with me?
Okay, so they're saying that people are kind of messing up LMNOP.
We have been for years.
Right. Well, so are people out there trying to propose to change the way we sing the alphabet song. And people are not happy about it. Because for our whole lives, it's LMNOP.
Yeah.
It's almost like it's just like one letter.
Yeah.
Right?
LMNO.
Because that's what it is. Listen to the new way and tell me if you're on board with the new way for the ABC song.
B, C, D, E, F, G.
Sounds the same.
H, I, J, K, L, M, N. O, P, Q, R, S, T, U. V, W, X, Y, Z.
What do you think?
If I had never heard it, it wouldn't bother me, but it bothers me.
It's like we've known that. We were taught that in preschool or kindergarten.
Oh, my goodness.
And
yeah,
it's
that's
always
weird.
Been that.
But I get it because every kid between the ages of like 2 and 5 gets that a little bit wrong.
Yeah.
It's hard to,
L-M-N-O-P.
I get it.
Yeah, because if you try to have them slow it down.
It's like L-M-N-O-P.
Yeah. X, Y, Z. Wait. R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z. It kind of all runs together. So this kind of paces it a little bit better.
Interesting.
I don't know if it's a good thing to change it, though. I kind of like it the way it was. But that's the way we've always had it.
Yeah, I know.
Which one's more effective for students, though?
Probably the new one.
I know, and I hate it. It's crazy. Anyway, it seems like it's a song day. The state song, the ABC song, Kelly's Bible song. I don't know what other kind of songs we're going to do this morning.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's Gotcha Gossip.
Gotcha Gossip on Jennifer Aniston, the new queen of Instagram. I haven't even checked to see how many followers she has as of yet. Remember how she added...
Like 1 million in like 5 minutes.
Yeah. She's at 17.5 million so far.
Wow.
Her most recent post has 4.3 million likes. Her original post... has 14 million likes.
Wow.
It's crazy. So anyway, Jennifer Aniston is referencing the fact that she and her other friends, castmates, have been doing a lot more stuff together. If you've paid attention to Jennifer's social media, Courtney Cox's social media, you'll see them all together.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody's wondering what's going on. And Jennifer Aniston has confirmed that the entire crew is ready to work together again. But she doesn't believe they'll do a Friends reboot. But they're open to the ideas and possibilities of all of them coming back together, which I think would be a warm fuzzy for just about everybody.
Gotcha Gossip on Justin Bieber. So it's possible we may get a new album from him before Christmas. On an Instagram post, Justin said he would release a new album by Christmas if his Instagram post obtained 20 million likes. So he asked fans, he was like, hey, share it, like it, post it in your story, because I want to see that there's a demand for my music. I just don't want to put some out. So apparently he's almost done with the album, but he says that the support will make it move faster. So he hasn't released anything as far as an album since 2015. Now, he's released other songs, but not a full album. So either way, it seems like fans are going to be getting more Justin music soon based on his caption. But you can see Justin's post. We have it up on the BBITM blog at kfine.com.
Also got you gossip on Taylor Swift. She is the mega mentor on The Voice. And, well, last night, The Voice social media shared this clip. It's Blake Shelton in one of the coaches' chairs. Taylor is in another one of the chairs. And essentially, she goes off and starts singing the state song, which I didn't even remember that there was a state song. But Taylor Swift knows all of her states from the United States. And here is the proof.
Did you not sing the state song?
Mm-mm.
Alabama, Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas, California, Colorado, Connecticut, Delaware, Florida, Georgia, Hawaii, Idaho, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, Maine, Maryland, Massachusetts, Michigan, Minnesota, Mississippi, Missouri, Montana, Nebraska, Nevada, New Hampshire, New Jersey, New Mexico, New York, North Dakota, North Carolina, Ohio, Oklahoma, Oregon, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, South Carolina, South Dakota,
so
Tennessee, Texas, Utah, Vermont, Virginia, Washington, West Virginia, Wisconsin, Wyoming. Did you not know that song?
No.
It's like my favorite song.
That's one of my favorite performances in 17 seasons of this show. Was that moment right there.
Anyway, it's a pretty cute clip from behind the scenes of The Voice. And if you want to check it out, you can watch it this morning on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog at kfine.com. That's kfine.com.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
Hey, we've got to call David. I've got such good news for him.
I don't know if we'll get him, though.
What do you mean?
Well, we always have trouble when we try to call him live. We have trouble getting a hold of him because he's always busy.
That is true.
I was thinking, okay, if you want to call him?
Yeah.
He needs like a theme song. Because when I was asking you for your theme song, you told me to use this one.
You know, I don't remember telling you that.
So you asked me
right,
to do.
Uh-huh.
And for my theme song, I think y'all know it.
You so crazy.
What a man, what a man, what a man, what a body.
It's funny how you picked your own songs. And I did not get to pick my song.
You see how it raised the roof? Like a gentle raising of the roof?
Yeah, is that what that is?
Yeah, it's gentle. Here's one for Dave while we try to call him. What? It's Chameleonaire, right?
Wait, no, it's not.
What?
White and nerdy.
White and nerdy.
This is not a good one, Kelly.
It's to David.
Got skills, I'm a champion of D&D. MC Escher, that's my favorite MC. Keep your 40 out, just have an over 18. My rims never spin, to the contrary. You'll find that they're quite stationary. All of my action figures and cherry. Stephen Hawking's in my library.
Hello?
Hello, David.
Hey, what's up?
What are you doing?
I'll drive it into work.
Let me give you a disclosure, a full disclosure here. I have no idea what Kelly wants, but she was asking me if we could call you this morning.
Okay.
I have really, really good news for you.
Ooh, is it real good?
It's really good.
Okay. David, guess what the good news is.
Alexa Vega's coming to town.
Is Alexa Vega coming to town, Kelly Perry?
No, that's not what I was going to tell you.
David, guess again.
Blake Lively.
Is Blake Lively coming to town?
No, not Blake Lively.
Okay.
It's not really that someone's coming to town.
Okay, so we know what to rule out. We rule out somebody coming to town. David, guess again.
Is it something with Star Wars?
Kelly, is it something with Star Wars?
No.
Kelly, this game is going to take forever,
I know. He's a horrible guesser. Okay, so...
Give us a hint.
Tonight, you're probably going to be asleep when this happens, so you're going to have to DVR it.
So something comes on at 5:30. He's still on his show, but he is asleep.
Jimmy Fallon.
I don't even know what to say.
Tonight on Jimmy Fallon.
Jimmy Fallon tonight. David, who would make you so, so happy? Who is it?
Oh, my gosh. Does it have anything to do with the tweet you sent me yesterday?
It does.
Jason Momoa is on with Jimmy Fallon?
Oh, yep.
You have to be joking.
I knew you'd be excited.
Yes.
What is he so
Date
excited?
Date night for you and Rachel.
He's my favorite actor of all time.
Name a movie he's done.
I don't know any movies, but
Aquaman.
He's in that second episode of Game of Thrones. That's a good one.
What happens in the second episode in the first couple minutes?
David the Barrel Boy.
I don't know.
Yeah, David, tell us what happens in that episode.
David,
I have my finger on the button. You can say whatever you want to say. I have my finger on the button.
I can't say whatever I want to say.
No, my finger's on the button. My finger is on the button. Yes, it is.
See?
Listen, see it? It's right there. My finger is on the button. It's going to give you a delay.
I can't see anything.
You know, it's trust,
just trust in me, David. Don't I look trustworthy?
No.
No, you never sound trustworthy.
David, go ahead and say what you want to say about Jason Momoa, and I'll beep it.
He is an amazing man.
So weird.
So for those of you who think it's weird that I have a crush on Jana Kramer, is it more weird that David is more obsessed with Jason Momoa?
He's a fantastic actor.
He knows one scene Jason Momoa has ever done, and he happened to not have clothes on.
He's got some really good eyebrows.
He said so.
He didn't have anything. So.
Well, David, you stay up late tonight, okay?
I plan on it.
Let us know how it goes.
What's up, Kelly?
You're welcome.
You can give us
a
full report.
That's a true friend.
I know.
Hey, a true friend would actually invite me to be a part of their wedding.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Goodbye, David.
I, Goodbye. I gotta go.
See ya.
Bye.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
There's a story out today that Christie Brinkley's ex-husband, his name is Peter Cook, right? I guess he's the father of Sailor.
Yes.
Who was on Dancing with the Stars. So Peter Cook is 60 years old. He's now engaged to a younger woman who happens to still be in school. She's still in college, and she's not somebody who went back to college later in life. Peter Cook, at the age of 60, is engaged to a 21-year-old college student.
I'm sorry. Wow.
I say Peter Cook might be the modern-day hero for all gentlemen.
You are an idiot.
You don't think so?
No. How old is Sailor? Do you know?
No, look that up. Because Sailor. There's almost 40 years difference in between them, right?
Let's see. She is...
Probably, what, 25?
She's 21.
Same age as his daughter.
That's weird.
It's crazy,
that's really
right?
Weird.
He is such an inspiration.
Mm-mm. She doesn't even look older than a day. I mean, she looks extremely young.
Well, I haven't seen what she looks like yet.
Like, it doesn't... They almost look awkward in the picture. Like, they don't know whether they should smile or not.
Let me judge it.
Yeah, go ahead and judge.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Well, she kind of looks like a cross between Ashley Simpson and Brooke Hogan.
She does.
A little bit. And he kind of looks like what? Who would you say he looks like? Because most people won't know Peter Cook.
I mean, he's a handsome older guy.
Yeah, he's 60.
But he was married to Christie Brinkley.
She's 21.
Christie Brinkley.
So imagine me dating somebody 40 years different. Or that'd be like either of us marrying somebody who was 80.
Yeah.
82.
Yeah.
You good for that?
Nope. No? I'm not.
Anyway, congratulations to Peter Cook. Man of the century.
Oh my.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. Country music news. K-Fine. Country music news. On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So I've told you before, I get excited when we get emails from our favorite country stars with their new music. And it was around 5 o'clock yesterday, I got the email from Carrie Underwood, and it's her new song. And it's called Drinking Alone. It's the next radio single from Carrie Underwood, and this is what it sounds like.
We should be drinking alone.
You can check out the full song. It's Carrie Underwood, Drinking Alone. It's up on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog at kfine.com.
So Dierks Bentley's father was an Army lieutenant during World War II, and he's found a really special way to honor service members this Veterans Day. So he's releasing this limited edition T-shirt through his collection Desert Sun under the men's clothing brand Flag and Anthem. So it's basically his Riser Bird logo in camouflage print. Yep. And it's on a black T-shirt. It's really cute, kind of vintage looking, but all of the proceeds from the sale of the T-shirts will benefit Folds of Honor, which is a nonprofit that provides scholarships to family members of fallen veterans, servicemen, and women who are disabled. So you can check out the shirt. It's up on the BBITM blog at kfine.com.
So also on the blog today, a big congratulations to Luke Bryan. You can see that he was given a special award, a commemorative plaque on Friday in Detroit. He is now the top-selling digital country artist of all time. He has sold 54 million digital singles, which is just crazy.
Yeah, birds need bees and ice needs whiskey.
He's at the top.
Boys like me need girls like you to kiss me fishing in the
so many great songs from Luke.
Shake it for the young bucks sitting in the honky tonks, for the rednecks rocking till the break of dawn, the DJ spinning that country song. Come on, come on.
How about
come
this one?
This is a drop everything kind of thing. Swing on by, I'll pour you a drink. The door's unlocked, I'll leave on the lights. Baby, you can crash my party anytime.
I mean, really, 54 million digital sales.
Baby, is someone else calling you, baby?
That's good, too. How about this one?
I believe
most people are good.
I mean, you can go through and play those all day, but his new single, the latest one that has been sent out to radio and that we're playing on K-Fine, is called What She Wants Tonight. It's new stuff from Luke.
She wants my hands on her body. She wants to burn like she's made of fire. Said she ain't going home till we drink every drop of Kentucky dry. Don't even know what she'll do when she does it. Palm of her hand, I'm hers. In a blink of an eye, she don't take no. And I love, she gets what she wants, and I get to me what she wants tonight.
Luke Bryan, What She Wants Tonight. That's his next single. You can check out Luke getting his commemorative plaque. It's up on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog at kfine.com. KFIN.com.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
Hey, if you go check out today's Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast, you can realize why Kelly is trying to embarrass me at all times. And trying to humiliate me and make me sound like a tool.
And I feel the same way because you made me do a rap this morning.
Well, Kelly did the Jesus rap. Is that what it's called?
It's called Bible Break.
Bible Break?
Yes.
She did the Bible Break. Taylor Swift did the State song. And yep, we have a new version of the ABC song.
So much singing today.
I was also given permission to take off work to go see Jana Kramer. By our general manager, and he said that he would even take me if I needed him to.
Wow.
And he would even pay for everything. So, man. I think pretty much I have to go. That shows 1 week from today.
Yeah.
Do you think Jana Kramer wants to meet me?
I'm sure at this point, after she's had to, I don't know, block you from everything, she'd probably be excited to meet you.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah.
You think I've been blocked?
I got the first kiss, she'll get.
Been a fan for a long time. I've been given permission to leave work. I mean, who else gets permission to leave work to go meet a celebrity?
I don't know. That's pretty awesome.
That shows you I got some stroke.
You do.
Anyway, it's all up on the Brandon Baxter in the Morning blog. On the podcast, I mean. You can check it out on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and at kfine.com. Kelly Perry, what's on TV tonight?
Well, I know you're really excited about this. It's this game six of the World Series.
Okay.
Houston Astros host the Washington Nationals. Houston leads 3-2 going into tonight's game.
And it looked like they were about to get shut out. They've made a huge comeback. Mm-hmm. I'm from Texas, even though it's the Dallas area. I have family in Houston. I'm kind of rooting for the Astros. And it'd be so neat to see them win. And I think they would actually be winning at home. So pretty cool.
The Voice Part 2 of the Knockout Rounds featuring Taylor Swift is everyone's mega mentor. And the stand-up special Arsenio Hall, Smart and Classy on Netflix. And tonight's schedule also includes The Flash, Arrow, This Is Us, and New Amsterdam.
We hope you guys have a great day. We'll talk to you back here tomorrow morning on K-Fine.